Sam, do you want to see if anyone else is coming? Okay. First and foremost, we have to thank our anonymous sponsor for purchasing all these nice baked goods.
It was me.
My wife was not able to bake tonight, so we have a nice second best. And it's Leil Nishmas Shimon ben Nissan. So as Rosh Hashanah is behind us and Yom Kippur is fast approaching, we find ourselves in the middle of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And so perhaps it's befitting that we take a slight detour out of our development of different inyanim of Talmud Torah and we discuss the all-important inyan of how Teshuva relates to Asik B'Torah. At first glance, Torah and Teshuva seem to be disparate entities, disconnected. But as you will soon see, there's a very tight link between Teshuva and Asik B'Torah, and we'll see a fascinating yisod that can help us be zoche to a Gemar Chasima Tova. So for starters, if you look on your sheets, if everyone doesn't have a sheet, it's over here. Look at your sheet. This is very familiar to us. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis, says, Barati Yetzahara, Ubarati Lor Tor Tavlin. I, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I created the Yetzahara. I created this entity to persuade each and every single one of us to do Ra, to do evil. And what is the only antidote, what is the only remedy to defeat the Yetzahara? Ubarati Lo Torah Tavlin. Tavlin is the medicine. Torah Tavlin is the antidote, the only antidote for the Yetzahara. V'im atem oskim b'Torah, if a person is engaged in Asik b'Torah, ein atem nimsarim b'yodo. You will not fall prey to the Yetzahara. V'im ein atem oskim b'Torah, if chas v'shalom, you're not osik b'Torah, you will, chas v'shalom, atem nimsarim b'yodo. You will fall prey to the Yetzahara. So, the Gemara in Kedushin is telling us very clearly, Torah, Asik b'Torah was given to us to prevent the Yetzahara, to not even fall short, to the Yetzahara. But furthermore, says the Gemara in Kedushin, it continues. And the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Beis, and Beis says the same thing. If this menuvel, if this Yetzahara, this disgusting being encounters you, what should you do? Mashcheyu lebeis ha-medrash. You should grab him and drag him to the Beis Medrash. Im evenu nimoach. If the Yetzahara is a stone, it'll completely disintegrate. Im barzel hu mispotzeis, and if he's iron, he'll explode. Not only does Asik Bator prevent the Yetzahara, but in order to combat the Yetzahara, we also are given, the Limud HaTorah is given to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's designed to prevent ourselves from falling prey to the Yetzahara. In fact, Rav Chanan, in Kovetz Ha'aros, he's in the back of his Chedushin Yevamos, he has a whole section called Biurei Gadlus, in Siman Vav Os Vav, he says, why is it that the Satan, the Malach, started up with Yaakov Avinu? Why did he wait? Why didn't he start up with Avram Avinu? Why didn't he fight up with Yitzchak? Why Davka V'Yavik Ishimo? Davka with Yaakov? What's so special about Yaakov? Why didn't he start up earlier? Says Rav Chanan, that in terms of rules of war, the way it works is that if one side beats the other in battle, he may have won the battle, but he may not win the war. But if one side is successful in taking away the weapon of the other party, he's able to take away the weaponry, the arsenal, the ammo, then the war is over. Says Rav Chanan, the Satan Davka waited for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, who is the Amor HaTorah, he has the clay milchama of Knesset Yisrael. He has the clay milchama, the clay Zion, that Klal Yisrael uses to fight the Yetzahara. He didn't want to settle for a battle with Avram Avinu or Yitzchak, Chesed and Avoda. He Davka went for the jugular. He went for the gut. He wanted Yaakov Avinu. He wanted to take away the arsenal that we have, the clay Zion, the Limud HaTorah, the Asik B'Torah. That, says Rav Chanan, is the koach of Asik B'Torah. But not only is Asik B'Torah able to allow us to prevent and combat the Yetzirah, but step two, Asik B'Torah is able to bring us back and also is a chelik of the tshuva process. Says the Psicha and Eicha Rabasi in Medrash Rabbah, the pasuk says, Halvai, I'm sorry, Oso Azvi v'sarasa lo shamaru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael left me, and my Torah, my Esek Matorah, they did not keep. Chazal Darshan, Halvai, Osi Azvu, v'sarasi shamaru. Halvai should have been that they left me. It's okay for Klal Yisrael to leave me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torasi, mitoch shehayu mis'askin ba. Had they not left the Torah, at least had they been osik binit hasor. And some girsas say hameor sheba yachzir lemutav. The Torah, the radiance, the kedushas Torah has a powerful effect to bring someone back, even after he's sullied in chait, even after all the avarice he's committed. It's able to bring a person back to tshuva. That is the koch of esek b'Torah. It's not just preventative; it also brings a person back. Furthermore, says the Nefesh HaChaim, not only is it part of the process, it's imperative. Says the pasuk that we're going to reverberate many times in Simchas Torah. Torah Hashem Tavima, Tamima, Meshivas Nefesh. What's the shoris of Meshivas Nefesh? Tshuva. She'af im kvar nechresa ha-nefesh mishor shachas v'shom. Even if the neshama has been severed from the Kisei HaKavod, it's been completely gone. It is so sullied in chait. Be'imke mitzulos hara. It brings a person back. That's the true meaning of the word meshivas nafesh. It brings a person back to tshuva. Says Nefesh HaChaim to the left, ki ikar hatshuva hashlema hamitis shehi me'ahava. The ikar tshuva, the necessary component, the full-fledged tshuva, is not just charata, azivas achet, kabbalah ala asin and vidui. It's more than that. He rak alidei esek betura. It's a nesek. It's a necessary component in our tshuva process. It is not just preventative. It's part of the tshuva process. In fact, the Nefesh HaChaim goes so far to say that the reason why Chazal couched the lashon of Esek B'Torah in the bracha of tshuva is guva this point. Hashiveinu avinu l'sorasecha is a bracha of tshuva. What in the world is Esek B'Torah doing in that bracha? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's al pi this yesod. Esek B'Torah has the capacity to bring a person back. Furthermore, says the Nefesh HaChaim, why do we ever say Ashamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu? Why do we use the osios of Aleph Beis? What's the significance of the Aleph Beis? Again, same point. We're trying to reference the Kedushas of Osios HaTorah. Those Osios HaTorah, Aleph Beis Gimel, they represent our commitment to Esek B'Torah. When a person commits himself to Esek B'Torah, he is fulfilling the full-fledged Tshuva Shlema. It's not enough just to do the Charata and the Kabbalah Asid and the Vidui. A person has to commit himself to Esek B'Torah. So that, I think, most of us are familiar with. Now comes the main point. And that is that aside from Torah being able to prevent us from doing the Yetzer Hara and following the Yetzer Hara, and besides for the fact that the Torah is able to be Machzir Us L'Mutav and part of the Tshuva process, but furthermore, Esek B'Torah is the most potent and the strongest form to secure mechila and kapara for all our averos. Says the Gemara in Yuma Peivav, this is astonishing. Says the Gemara, there are four chaluke kapara. There are four different types of categories of averos that you have to do certain things in order to get kapara for. So in a nutshell, the Gemara says, if a person is mevatel and aseh, he doesn't do lulav this year. Okay, do tshuva, says the Gemara, and miyad, you're mochin lo. Okay, what if a person does an alav? He wears shatnes, he does a los aseh. That says the Gemara, you have to do a little more. Tshuva is not enough. You also have to wait for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. What if you do karis, misas bezdin? Says the Gemara, that's even worse. Tshuva you need Yom Kippur, and you even need yisurim. Without those three, you don't get mechila. But, says the Gemara, the most severe chait, chil Hashem, you are really in bad shape. You need tshuva, you need Yom Kippur, you need Yisurim, and you also need your eventual Misa after 120 to give you a full Mechila. Misa is Mimarekes. You need all four things. There's no other thing you can do. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, to the left. Not so fast. Oh, Timsa Lo Kapara. The Gemara left one thing out. Behegyono Tamid B'Torah V'Yigyaso Ba. He also gains a Mechila for Chil Hashem. The most severe chait. Not tshuva, not Yom Kippur, not only Yisurim and Misa. Esek B'Torah can satisfy that full mechila and kapara. It gets better. Says the Tanah D'Beyal in Perek Yilches, Just like a mayim is mikvah tahara lechol Yisrael, so too says the Tanit B'Elyo. Kach divrei Torah, mikvah tahara hein leYisrael. It completely immerses you into a mikvah. You get full mechila and kapara. And finally, we read this 2 days ago in Shabbat Shuva, Shemos Rabbah, in Parsha Lamed Ches, Kchu imachem dvarim, v'shuva al Hashem, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, take with yourself dvarim, and do tshuva. What's dvarim? Says the Medrash. Klal Yisrael will go to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and they'll say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have no karbanos. We're poor, we can't bring karbanos. What do we do to get kapara? Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry. You don't need an ola, you don't need an asham, you don't need a chatas, you don't need any karbanos. Just take dvarim. That's all I'm mevakish. Dvarim ani mevakish. V'ani mochel al kol avonoseichem. You take dvarim, and I will be mochel on all of your averos. Says the Shemosh Rabbah, ein dvarim ella divrei Torah. Esek b'Torah is able to give a person full mechila on all of his averos. Of course, he has to do the prerequisites. But if he does esek b'Torah, he gets a mechila on all his averos. The Stipler said, he was writing to a person who was telling the Stipler how he used to take upon himself many, many fast days, many Tanesim. Says the Stipler, I'm very nervous about what you're doing, because you should know that 1,000 Tzom Gedalias, I'm saying Tzom Gedalias, 1,000 fast days, imagine 1,000 Tzom Gedalias, we all felt that pain last night at 7:22, right before Marv. We were all dying for that cup of coffee. We were all dying for that sandwich. We were all dying for that. All that pain, 1,000 times, is not compared, not to 1,000 days of Limud Torah, not to 1,000 hours of Limud Torah, says the Stipler, to 1 hour of Esek B'Torah is representative of 1,000 Alfei Ta'anisim of Tzom Gedalia. 1,000 of those pains and afflictions that you did to yourself yesterday, that can be accomplished in 1 hour of Esek B'Torah. Okay. So Dotan, this is all very nice. You brought nice chazalim. You proved it very nicely. It's all clearly spelled out for us. But it begs the question. Maisa, at the end of the day, what's pshat? What's pshat? Why is Esek B'Torah all of a sudden had this powerful koach that gives you a full mechil on all your averos? So one viable possibility is just to simply say, it's a mystical concept. It's a segula. Okay, and that's viable. You could leave it that way. But perhaps we can suggest a little bit of more of a logical pshat. Why is it that Esek B'Torah has this empowering ability, this koach? And this core idea I heard from Rubidinsky, who's a shiva of Or Reuven and Munsi, and I'm adapting it a little bit to here, I'm tweaking it a little bit, but I passed over a few people in the Beis Medrash, especially Rav Rubinstein, and he thought it was MS Scummer. So I had his Ascama, so I'm gonna say. A little bit of a logical pshat. Says Rubidinsky, if you were to take all of your Maisim Tovim, all of the things that we do good in this world, every single person's Maisim Tovim, and you were to encapsulate all of those activities into one single tachlis, everything that we do, one common denominator that we're trying to accomplish with all of our mitzvos, says Rabadinsky, is for kvod shemayim. Says the Mishnah Perkei Avos, kol ma shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo lo bara el chvodo. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in this world was for kvod shemayim. And as we've proven many times in the past, Gemara and Shabbos and Peches and other Gemaras, the tachlis of this world is Esek B'Torah. That's not a stira. The prototypical ribuy of Kvod Shemayim is through Esek B'Torah. When a person commits himself to Esek B'Torah, he is showing and expressing to the outer world how Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's bringing the Shekhinah into this world. That is the Marbe Kvod Shemayim. Says Rabadinsky, when a person is tapping into the Ikar Tachlis, when a person is connecting to that Ikar function of the Tachlis of this Bria, of Esek B'Torah, of Kvod Shemayim, Mimela, all the infractions and the mistakes that a person makes becomes a little bit more irrelevant. It becomes trivial. Imagine, you have a small startup company, an energy company, and they're trying to develop an energy, and they only have 25 employees, and they're spending a lot of money on research. They have no Shem, they have no money, they have no profit. They're spending a lot of money just to get that missing ingredient, that missing formula to develop their company. And finally, out of nowhere, this simple employee, Reuven, figures out the formula. He figures out that ingredient. And now all of a sudden this company catapults. It makes billions of dollars. It has a Shem. It has all the companies in the world running after it. It is so profitable, all because of this one simple employee. Comes along a jealous employee and goes to the CEO and says, CEO, I understand that you gave this guy, the simple employee, you know, you gave him promotion. He's now the manager. He now has a corner office. He has a raise. He has a private car, a private jet. He has everything. But you know what? You should know, CEO. I come here at 9 o'clock. That's when you have to punch your cards in. I see Reuven. He comes at 9:20. And he goes to a 7-Eleven. And he goes to get a coffee every single day. And he walks in here at 9:20. And he's punching his card at 9:20. How can you give him all these things? Says the CEO. You fool. Reuven? He's a tachlis of this company. He comes in at 9:20. So what? Big deal. So what? That, you're going to tell me that 20 minutes late? That's not why I hired you. I didn't hire you to punch your card in at 9 o'clock. I hired you to develop the company. Reuven developed the company. He is the tachlis of this company. I don't care about those 20 minutes. It doesn't bother me. That, says Rabidinsky, when a person is tapping into the ikker, he's developing the company, he's tapping into the ikker tachlis, memela, all those mistakes become trivial. Or imagine another mushel for sports fans. When I was growing up, it may be a little bit outdated, but MJ, Michael Jordan, he was the basketball player, right? Okay, fine. Maybe nowadays the game has changed a little bit, fine. But Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls, I admit, I was a front runner, fine. But Lemaisa, you get the 12th man, he comes to Phil Jackson, the coach, and he says, Phil, listen, coach, MJ, he's good. I grant you, he's good. I only get 2 minutes a season. But, okay, MJ, he's good. But I've been keeping track. I have this ledger here. He's averaging 2.5 turnovers every single game. How can you let him play so much? Coach will go back to the guy and say, what are you talking about? Without MJ, we don't have 6 rings. We don't have 6 championships. I don't care about those 2.5 turnovers. Do you know how many triple headers MJ had? When a person is developing the company, when he's developing the tachlis of the entity that he's doing, then of course the minor infractions become negligible. Says Rabidinsky, hu adin, the hu atam when it comes to this. Havdol, elef havdolos. When it comes to Esek v'Torah, he is tapping into the ikar tachlis of this bria. He is being marbik vot shemayim. When a person is marbik vot shemayim in mela, all of his averos become much more negligible. Kadosh Baruch is able to just, okay, he made a mistake. He has a good taina though. He's developing my company. He's being marbik vot shemayim. Just like we know Google Drive. Some people use Google Drive. So the way it works is that when you edit your document on a cloud, all those edits and all of those fixes are all saved on that cloud. And when you connect your PC, what happens to your PC? All of those typos, all of those mistakes, all of your original documents that you've had now become synced to that cloud. When you upgrade that cloud, when you are Marvik Vot Shemayim, when you enhance that cloud, Kol Shekein, all of your personal infractions become fixed. They all become synced to that Ikar Tachlis. Time is getting late, so let's just end with a Maisa. There once was a Rebbe of a certain Hasidus, and he announced to his Kehillah after Yom Kippur that whoever wants to come to me after Ne'ilah, I'll tell them exactly what they daven for, and I'll tell them exactly what Beis and Shalmala responded. So one Chassid goes over to the Rebbe, and he says, okay, Rebbe, so what did I daven for? He said, you davened that you noticed that every time you want to learn, you have tons of distractions. Tons and tons of distractions. So you davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, for this coming year, give me just menuchas hanefesh. Give me some just time, pleasant time. I don't have to worry about distractions, responsibilities. Let me just apply myself and sit and learn. It'll be so great. Many, many hours of learning the whole day. Please, just take away some of my distractions. So the chassid said, wow, that's exactly what I davened for. So nu, what did Akash Baruch Hu, what did Beis and Shemal Paskin? Rebbe said, and listen to what he said, because this is so, it is so fundamental. Let it reverberate in your ears for the rest of your life. He said, the amount of nachas ruach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets from your struggle with your Yetzer Hara to sit despite those distractions is not comparable to the many hours of learning that you could have done without any distractions. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu Beis and Shemala Paskin, no! You will not get no distractions. You will not get free time. It's much better for me to see you struggle, to learn your Torah, despite all of the nisyonos of bittul Torah and all of your distractions, it's much better nachas to see that than to see you learning straight without any distractions. We don't realize how much we're accomplishing with our Eisek B'Torah. When we apply ourselves, when we commit ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that. That nachas is not only zoche for our schar, but it also allows us to have a full mechila. And may we be zoche for us to all have a Gemar Chasima Tova and to fully accept upon ourselves this Kabbalah's Ol, this Kabbalah's Ol Torah, to commit ourselves to Eisek B'Torah.
I don't get what was the contrary before? That what? Because
I just forgot to record it, but whatever. Yeah, Gershon, whatever, go ahead.
What was the point that I get to say? So the tapas is
the tapas is Kavod Shamayim.
Right.
So when a person is tapping into their tapas, so anything that he does, all his infractions, all of his mistakes that he does, become much less than MJ. He's building Chicago Bulls. He's winning all these championships. So he has 2.5 tournaments, so whatever. It's not the biggest deal in light of the fact that it's developing the company.
So much. Okay, fine.
And that was his main thing. I just applied to ASIC. What's our deal in saying it more in Coach Mike? He was trying to explain why Rosh Hashanah Davening, we don't have any video, we don't have any. And like the Yonim of Tshuva, the Rosh Hashanah. So, we don't have to mention all
the I don't have your finger here, so I can't even lock it. So, I'll keep on running.
Still going. Started a bit early.